This book contains around 250 references and citations. These endnotes and other information may be found in the print or electronic versions of the book or at anglophobia.org.
Introduction.
In recent decades, the taboo against hostile discrimination has intensified. Racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and transphobia have been elevated to a point where they are now considered tantamount to criminal acts. Yet during the same period, discrimination against Anglos has been largely ignored. Note, in this document, the term Anglo refers to people descended from the indigenous population of the British Isles and Australia and overseas, as well as those who have assimilated into those populations. It can include kindred, ethnic, and cultural categories, namely people of European descent and Western civilization as a whole. This discrimination needs a name commensurate with its importance. We have chosen the term Anglophobia. A clear statement of the scope and type of Anglophobia has become necessary. Anglophobia is defined as hostility towards, aversion to, or discrimination against Anglo people. Anglophobia can be displayed by non-Anglos, by other white ethnicities, and by Anglos themselves. Hostility and suspicion toward Anglo and white Australians have become systemic within multicultural institutions. This hostility appears to be intensifying as ethno-religious diversity increases. It is harming Australians in general and Anglos in particular. If the other identity phobias are valid concepts for describing hostility towards particular groups, then so too is Anglophobia. Anglophobia helps to motivate policies which disadvantage the Anglo majority. These include unrestricted, large-scale immigration that is transforming our society. They also include assaults on the Anglo identity of children by the school system. Australians have never been asked to vote for these policies. Instead, they have been imposed by edict. Multiculturalism is a policy pursued by the governments of Anglosphere nations and many others in the West since the 1970s. The form of multiculturalism adopted is not the advertised normative type. Diversity and ethnic pride are not universally celebrated. Instead, the policies are often aggressive towards the founding ethnic group, acting like a form of cultural warfare intended to defeat Anglos demographically, economically, and psychologically. From its beginnings in the 1970s, Anglo advocates were excluded from multicultural forums and remained the prime targets of multicultural attacks on freedom of speech and association. This is intolerable in a law-governed democracy. If institutional Anglophobia is to be eliminated, it must first be put under the spotlight, examined and understood. The following list is not exhaustive, but it identifies and describes some of the more common categories of Anglophobia. The first category is
A. Vilification.
The most common form of Anglophobia is vilification, of which seven types are identified here. These also include several subcategories. Anglophobic vilification is the assertion or implication that Anglos in Australia or elsewhere, unlike people of other races or ethnicities, 1. Are inherently evil. 2. Detract from but never enhance diversity. 3. Are responsible for any and all negative actions of members of their race throughout history because A. They engaged in colonialism, which was universally bad. B. Are responsible or owe reparations for slavery or other harmful practices carried out by other Anglo or white people before they were born. Therefore they C. should have their children taught to believe that their own people, history, traditions, and culture have transgressed the rights of non-European ethnic groups.